Our protests in Senegal have continued for a third day. It follows the conviction of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. He was sentenced to 2 years on a charge of corrupting the youth. 15 people have been killed and the army has been deployed to contain unrest. Nicholas Hart reports now from the capital, Dakar.
This is Dakar. Safe, peaceful, and prosperous, home to wealthy Senegalese and foreigners. And this is also Dakar, the poor neighborhoods where young people are fighting with security forces after a court sentenced opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years in prison. His supporters say it's a fight against injustice, a ploy by President Macky Sall to eliminate his opponent ahead of next year's elections.
We need to fight. We won't stop. President Macky Sall is responsible for this. We won't let him get his way. We won't let him stay in power or detain Ousmane Sonko. We are not going to stand for it.
For them, Sonko is the voice of the young and voiceless, challenging the rich and powerful. He's calling for an uprising against the government. Several people have been killed in the violence, including members of the security forces. The government say some officers were shot dead by protesters. For people like Mustapha Faye, Sonko is not the right leader.
Sonko is divisive and he's dividing our country. He's manipulating the young who are unemployed and frustrated.
President Sall is calling for calm and dialogue. Meanwhile, the army has been deployed to protect businesses and banks from looting.
So much of the unrest is fueled by poverty and lack of jobs. While the economy is booming under President Macky Sall, people in this neighborhood feel left out and ignored.
President Sall has brought unprecedented foreign investment thanks to the discovery of oil and gas. But Sonko accuses his government of corruption and leaving the young behind, who are now taking to the streets to get their voices heard. Nicholas Hawke, Al Jazeera, Dakar.
Well, earlier we spoke to Aliou Sow. He's a Senegalese Minister for Culture and Historical Heritage. He says that the sentencing of Ousmane Sonko is a purely judicial matter, which the opposition leader has politicized.
This is not a political decision, it's a judiciary decision. He's condemned for 2 years jail imprisonment. He has to serve 2 years in jail with a fine of $1,000. So then, with the following decision is a judiciary one, it's not a political one. What is important, he wanted to transfer judiciary problem to a political matter and challenge. So then, but as you know, somebody who is condemned, he can use all the judiciary tools and measures with his lawyers as well. But if the decision is taken, he cannot prevent the judiciary and, I mean, the prison services to put him where he must be.